ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹ. ஜிக்ஞாசாதிகரணம் அதாதோ பிரம்ம ஜிக்ஞாசாம் ஜென்மாத்யதிகரணம் ஜென்மாத்யஸ்யயதஹ சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாதிகரணம் சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாத சமன்வயாதிகரணம் தத்து சமன்வயாத. சாப்டர் 1 பாதா 3 திவ்வாதிதிகரணம் திவ்வாத்யாயதனஸ்வசப்தாத் முக்தோபசிருப்ய வ்யபதேசாத் ந அனுமானம் அதச்சப்தாத் பிராணபிருச்ச வேதவ்யபதேசாத் பிரகரணாத் ஸ்தித்யதனாப்யாஞ்ச பூமாதிகரணம் பூமா சம்பிரசாதாத் அத்யுபதேசாத் தர்மோபபத்தேஸ்ச அக்ஷராதிகரணம் அக்ஷரமம்பராந்ததே சாச்ச பிரசாசனாத் அன்யபாவ வ்யாவருத்தேஸ்ச ஈக்ஷதி கர்ம விபதேசாதிகரணம் ஈக்ஷதி கர்ம விபதேசாத் சஹா தஹராதிகரணம் தஹர உத்தரேப்யஹ கதிசப்தாப்யாம் ததாஹி த்ருஷ்டம் லிங்கஞ்ச த்ருதேஸ்ச மஹிம்னஹ அஸ்ய அஸ்மின் உபலப்தேஹ பிரசித்தேச்ச இதர பராமர்ஷாத் சயிதி சேத் நாசம்பவதி உத்தராச்சேத் ஆவிர்பூத ஸ்வரூபஸ்து அன்யார்த்தஸ்ச பராமர்ஷஹ அல்பஸ்ருதேரிதி சேத் ததுக்தம் அனுக்ருத்யதிகரணம் அனுக்ருதேஸ்தஸ்ய ச அபி ச ஸ்மர்யதே பிரமிதாதிகரணம் சப்தாதேவ பிரமிதஹ ஹ்ருத்யுபேக்ஷயா தூ மனுஷ்யாதிகாரத்வாத் தேவதாதிகரணம் ததுபரியபி பாதராயணஹ சம்பவாத் விரோத கர்மணீதி சேத் அநேக பிரதிபத்தேஹே தர்ஷனாத் சப்த இதி சேத் ந அத பிரபவாத் பிரத்யக்ஷ அனுமானாப்யாம் அத ஏவ ச நித்யத்வம் சமான நாம ரூபத்வாச்ச ஆவ்ருத்தௌ அபி அவிரோதஹ தர்ஷனாஸ்மிருதே ச மத்வாதிஷும் அசம்பவாத் அநாதிகாரம் ஜெய்மினி ஜோதிஷிபாவாச்ச பாவம் து பாதராயணா அஸ்தி அபசூத்ராதிகரணம் சுகஸ்ய தத் அநாதரஸ்ரவணாத் தத் ஆத்ரவணாத் சூச்சதேஹி க்ஷத்ரியத்வாவகதேஸ்ச உத்தரத்ர சைத்ரரதேன லிங்காத் சம்ஸ்கார பராமர்ஷாத் ததபாவ அபிலாபாச்ச ததபாவ நிர்தாரணே ச பிரவிருத்தே ஸ்ரவண அத்யயனார்த்த பிரதிஷேதாத் ஸ்மிருதேஸ்ச கம்பனாதிகரணம் கம்பனாத். ஸோ வி ஸ்டாப் டு தி 39th சூத்ரா ஆஃப் தேர்ட் பாதா தி 102nd பிரம்மசூத்ரா. ஸோ வித் த 39th சூத்ரா தி 10th அதிகரணம் ஆஃப் தி 3rd சாப்டர் இஸ் ஓவர். Now, from the 10th Adhikaranam, Vyasacharya talks about Brahma Samanvayaha. And there are certain Adhikaranams dealing with Upasyam Brahman. This we have mentioned earlier itself. Some Adhikaranams deal with Upasyam Brahman and some others deal with Nyeyam Brahman. And as we said earlier, Nyeyam Brahman is Brahman as an object of knowledge and relates to Jnana Kanda. And Upasyam Brahman deals with Upasana Kanda. Now the next adhikaranam is called Jyotir adhikaranam, starts with sutra 40. Let us read Jyotir darshanat. First we will do a general introduction of this adhikaranam. This is called Jyotir adhikaranam. Here Vyasacharya analyzes a Chandogya mantra of the 8th chapter 12th section, the 3rd mantra. The mantra is ஏவமே வைஷ சம்ப்ரசாதஹாம் அஸ்மாத் சரீராத் சமுத்தாய பரம் ஜோதிஹி உபசம்பத்ய ஸ்வேன ரூபேண அபிநிஷ்பத்யதே. This is the relevant portion of that mantra. It's a long mantra. This is discussed in this adhikarana. Here, the Guru is teaching Indra. Prajapati, Guru, is teaching Indra. And the disciple, Indra is the disciple, and he teaches Brahman through Avasthatraya Viveka and Turiya. Avasthatraya Viveka and Turiya. And now Brahmaji Prajapati has come to Turiya Pratipadanam, and not only the Turiyam is revealed, but also the benefit of this knowledge is revealed in this mantra. Turiya Mandal we have explained in detail when we did Mandukya Upanishad and Indra's class also. And the mantra says, Yeshaha Samprasadaha Asmat Sharirat. Jivaha in Sushupti Avasthayam, in the Sushupti Avasthi, merges into Samashti Ishvara. And therefore, Jivaha gets the name Samprasadaha. That's the name it got. Asmat Sharirat Samuttaya. The Jiva comes out of its body. And here coming out and all means what? Coming out of the body, abhimana. Body abhimana. Knowing that I am not sula shariram, sushma shariram. I am not even karana shariram. I am not vishwa, taijasa, pragya. Hope you remember these terms. Vishwa refers to the individual, stula sharira, abhimani. Taijasa refers to the individual, sushma sharira abhimani. And pragya refers to the individual, karana sharira abhimani. And knowing that I am not any of them, I come out of that particular awareness, that cognition. No action is involved though. It comes out cognitively through knowledge. And the moment I know I am Vishwa, Taijasa, Pragya, Vilakshanaha, different from all of them, Param Jyotihi Upasampadhya, the Jiva becomes one with Param Jyotihi, the Turiya. And once I negate my Vishwatvam, Taijasatvam and Pragyatvam, becoming one with Turiyam is not a process, but it is a cognitive change. I have disowned the Vachyartha I, the literal meaning. I have wound up the implied meaning Lakshyartha I. This is known as I have become Turiya Chaitanya. It's a not an action in time. Jivaha comes out in his own original nature and by discovering the oneness with Turiya. And this mantra we did analyze in previous context, actually in the 13th sutra of this Adhikaranam itself. There we said, Svena Rupena. When I read this mantra, the Svena Rupena, that word is important. Svena Rupena. And Turiya state is not new status. It is coming back to original status only. Turiya status is not somebody attaining a new status. It is warming up one's original status only. We think that Vishwa status is original and Turiya status incidental. That's what we think. But the truth is that because Vishwa state is what? In Jagrat Avastha. But the truth is what? Turiya status is original and it is my nature, while Vishwa, Taijasa and Pragya status, they are all my incidental nature only, which come and go. This is the meaning of Svena Rupena Abhinishpatyate Padyate in this particular mantra from Chandogya. The reason for it is what? To find a position in the Brahma Sutra is the vagueness here. Why it is here in Brahma Sutra, this finds a position? Because there is a vagueness here. The Upanishad does not use the word Turiyam or Chaitanyam, but it uses the word Param Jyotihi. The word Jyoti is a confusing word because any fire principle or light principle can be called Jyoti. Often sunlight is called Param Jyoti. So what is the debate now? Param Jyoti is Turiya Chaitanyam or Surya Jyotihi. Surya Jyoti is called Bhautika Jyoti. Chaitanya Jyoti is called Abhautika Jyoti. Elemental, non-elemental. Therefore, is it material light or spiritual light is the doubt here. And this is the background of this Adhikaranam. And Vyasacharya says, this Jyoti relates to Abhautika Jyoti only, not elemental Jyoti. He says, the context reveals that Brahman is the subject matter and not Adityaha, sun. Prajapati Vidya begins in the 8th chapter, 7th section of Chandogya Upanishad. So actually, we better to refresh those lectures maybe. So it is another name for Brahma Jnanam, Prajapati Vidya. So Prajapati happens, Brahmaji happens to be the guru. And therefore, it is called Prajapati Vidya. அண்ட் பிரஜாபதி டிஃபைன்ஸ் பிரம்மன், த பரமாத்மா. ஹீ கிவ்ஸ் பிரம்ம லக்ஷணம். ஹீ சேஸ் ஹூஎவர் கெயின்ஸ் தட் நாலெட்ஜ் வில் அட்டைன் எவ்ரி திங். தட்ஸ் வாட் பிரஜாபதி சேஸ். திஸ் இஸ் கிவன் ஆஸ் அ ஜெனரல் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். அண்ட் ஆஃப்டர் ஹியரிங் திஸ் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட், தி தேவராஜா இந்திரா அண்ட் தி அசுர ராஜா விரோச்சனா, they wanted to gain that knowledge, so they went to Prajapati Brahmaji and asked for the knowledge. And after the first level of teaching, Virochana goes away, the Asura Raja goes away, but Indra comes back to learn second time. Each time he had to serve the teacher for 35 years to get the knowledge. In the first stage, Prajapati teaches Vishwa, the individual Sthula Sharira Abhimani. And in the second stage, he teaches the Taijasa, the individual Sukshma Sharira Abhimani. And in the third stage, he teaches Prajna, the individual Karana Sharira Abhimani. And in the fourth stage, he teaches Turiyam, which is beyond all these three. And each time, what is that? There is a 35 year of service Indra had to render to Prajapati. What is the beauty here? After each stage, Indra goes back and says, I am not satisfied, because as long as Shariram is there, there is problem. Sthula Shariram creates problem. Sushma Shariram creates problem. Karana Shariram keeps problem. Karana Shariram problems in dormant form. And that also is samsara only. So here Indra asks Prajapati to teach something to gain moksha. First Brahman is taught as a means of moksha here. Then he says, the whole thing is moksha prakaranam only. And he says that the samsara embodiment and asamsaritvam is alone moksha. From all the discussions, we come to know what? The subject matter is beyond shariram and it relates to moksha only. So it is going beyond sthulam, sukshma, karana shariras. And Prajapati takes Indra beyond Shariratrayam, all the three Shariras, and he goes to Turiya Chaitanyam level and definitely not to Surya status. So whether it is Surya Jyoti or Paramatma was the question, so definitely Prajapati is not taking Indra to Surya Jyoti. Then how can you talk about Aditya Jyoti after transcending all the Shariras? The Upanishad talks about Moksha Palam also, because Indra wants Moksha. Will Aditya Jyoti give moksha? Or Chaitanya Jyoti will give moksha? Aditya Jyoti has got birth and death, and hence it cannot give moksha. And Param Jyoti, the Brahma Jyoti alone, can give moksha or liberation. Therefore, the argument in the sutra is what? Jyoti is Brahman, and Brahman is the subject matter of this section. This is the general analysis. Now let us go to the word analysis. The sutra has only two words, Jyotihi and Darshanath. Jyotihi is equal to the light mentioned in 8.12.3 of Chandogya Upanishad. And we have to supply the mantra we just read. We have to supply the word Brahman. Then we have to supply the word Brahmanaha Darshanath. Brahmanaha Darshanath. That is, since Brahman is seen, then we supply Vishayatvena as the subject matter of this section. Since Brahman is seen as the subject matter of this section, the Prajapati Vidya section of Chandogya, which begins with the 7th section of Chandogya and ends in the 12th section of the 8th chapter of Chandogya. So the light mentioned in the mantra is what? Is Brahman only, as seen in the 7th section of 8th chapter, first mantra, ya atma apahata papma vijaro vimrityuho vishokaha vijigatsaha apipasaha satyakamaha satyasankalpaha sonveshtavyaha sa vijignasitavyaha sa sarvagumscha lokanapnoti sarvagumscha kaman yastam atmanam anuvidya vijanati Vijanati iti ha Prajapati ruvacha. This is how Prajapati taught. And the mantra 8.12.1 indicates the whole subject matter is Brahman only. There also, மகவன் மத்தியம் வா இதகும் ஷரீரம் ஆத்தம் மிருத்யுனா ததஸ்ய அமிர்தஸ்ய அஷரீரஸ்ய ஆத்மனகாம் அதிஷ்டான மாத்தோவை சஷரீரகாம் பிரியா பிரியாபியாம் நவை சஷரீரஸ்ய சதகாம் பிரியா பிரியயோகோம் அபகதிஹி அஸ்தி ஷரீரம் வா வசந்தம் ந பிரியா பிரியே ஸ்பிருஷதா. ஆல் திஸ் மந்த்ராஸ் வி ஹவ் ஸ்பெண்ட் லாட் ஆஃப் டைம் வென் வி டிஸ்கஸ் தோஸ் மந்த்ராஸ். நவ் த பூர்வ பக்ஷா ஹி கம்ஸ் he says to understand this we should know the background of the 8th chapter of chandogya. Here brahma vidya is taught twice. Brahma vidya in the 8th chapter is taught twice. From section 1 to 6 brahma vidya is taught as dahara vidya, and the second time brahma vidya is taught from section 7 to 12 of the 8th chapter, and here brahma vidya is given the name prajapati vidya. One is dahara vidya, another is Prajapati Vidya, both in the same chapter of Chandogya, 8th chapter. And not only that, in both sections, Brahman is given the same definition. Dahara Vidya, Prajapati Vidya, definition of Brahman is same. In 8.1.5, the fifth mantra of the first section of 8th chapter, Brahman definition is given in Dahara Vidya portion. And the same definition is given in 8.7.1 also of Chandogya Upanishad in the Prajapati Vidya portion. So we get the palam for Brahma Vidya in both the sections. So this mantra is the controversial mantra. Our mantra is what? 8.12.3 of Chandogya, where Swena Rupena Abhinishpadyate Vasa. That's why I mentioned at that time, that is the important sentence. Swena Rupena Abhinishpadyate. So we get the Brahma Vidya palam only, and in that mantra alone, we have the problem. The Purvapakshi says, whenever you get confusion, what you should do? You go to a parallel sutra. So you say Dahara Vidya gives the same palam. If there is confusion here, you compare the Brahma Vidya palam there. Why don't you compare there? And Brahma Vidya palam is given in 8.6.5 of Chandogya. What does it say? Ata yatraitat asma charirat utkramati ata yetehi eva rashmibihi ஊர்துவம் ஆக்ராமதே ச ஓமிதி ஓமிதி வா ஹோத்வா மீயதே ச யாவத் ஷிப்யன் மனஹா தாவத் ஆதித்யம் கச்சதி தாவத் ஆதித்யம் கச்சதி ஏதத்வை கலு லோகத்வாரம் விதுஷாம் பிரபதனம் நிரோதா அபிதுஷாம். ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் த மந்த்ரா. When one leaves the body, I will give only substance of, because we have discussed these mantras elaborately during that discussion, I will give only substance. So when a jiva leaves the body, he goes upward with the help of these rays. If he dies while meditating on Om, he is going up is assured. Otherwise, he's not. So in the amount of time it takes his mind to move from one thought to another, he can reach the realm of the sun. Sun is the gateway to Brahmaloka. And those who know, this is all background, those who know the meaning of Om and think of it at the time of death enter Brahmaloka, but those who are ignorant of it have no such chance to enter Brahmaloka. They may go to other lokas, but not to Brahmaloka. So Brahmavidya Palam is said to be that this jiva comes out of the shariram. Coming out of the body is the palam of Dahara Vidya, as also Prajapati Vidya. And he says that the jiva travels through the rays of the sun, the Rashmi. And when you say the rays, it is the rays of Aditya. Therefore, Rashmi refers to Aditya Rashmi, and jiva goes through rays of sun to go to the sun. Therefore, that mantra indicates that the jiva who takes to Brahma Vidya goes through the Rashmis alone, and the Paramjyoti should refer to Aditya Jyoti only. This is the argument of whom? Purvapakshi. Therefore, Paramjyoti is Aditya Jyoti alone, as supported by 8.6.5 of Chandogya, 8th chapter, 6th section, 5th mantra. So, you know, actually in Visishtadvaitam, the moksha is not actually clear, it's directly said, it is going to Vaikuntha Loka, Vishnu Loka only. Therefore, it looks as though Brahma Vidya Palam is Surya Loka Prapti only. This is Purvapaksha. And the answer the Siddhanti gives is, Brahman defined in both Dahara Vidya and Prajapati Vidya portions, that is Sagunam Brahman and Nirguna aspect of Brahman. Dahara Vidya portion, Sagunam Brahman. Dahara Vidya teaches Sagunam Brahma Upasana, but in Prajapati Vidya, the focus is Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. Watch carefully. I said Sagunam Brahma Upasana, Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. In Dahara Vidya, Palam is what? Travel after death. But in Prajapati Vidya, there will be no travel. But a person realizes Atma Swarupam and gains liberation. Therefore, O Purvapakshi, Upasana Palam of Dahara Vidya, you take to Jnana Palam of Prajapati Vidya. How can both be equated? That is our answer back to him. You cannot confuse. Dahara Vidya deals with what? Sopatika, Saguna Brahma Upasana, whereas Prajapati Vidya talks about Nirguna Brahma Jnana. So you cannot confuse these two. Now let us go to the five factor conclusion of this Adhikaranam, which we conventionally take. First is Vishayaha. Vishayaha means the subject matter of this Adhikaranam is what? Is Jyotihi, the light occurring in 8.12.3 of Chandogya Upanishad Mantra. And the samshaya, the doubt is what? Is that jyoti is bhautikam elemental jyoti or abhautikam jyoti? Whether it is a material light or whether it is spiritual light. And aditya varanam is visible. Surya Rashmi, all these rays, they are visible. And this Bhagavan visible. And the Purvapakshi says, bhautikam jyoti only, that is seen in this mantra. Aditya jyoti only. That is param jyoti according to Purvapakshi. And the Siddhanti says, Jyotihi is abhautikam chaitanya jyotihi evam, keeping in view of the context of the mantra in Chandogya. And Sangati, the position of this particular mantra is kept in the right place. As we all always said, it's because it's a technical matter. We just only say it is kept in the right position, in the right place. Now let us go to the next adhikaranam. This is called Arthantaratva Vipadesha Adhikaranam. Akashaha Arthantaratvadi Vyapadeshad. That is a sutra. Akashaha Arthantaratvadi Vyapadeshaha. This is the 41st sutra of the third pada, first chapter, 104th running sutra, Brahma Sutra. Here Vyasacharya, he inquires into another mantra in Chandogya Upanishad, 8th chapter only. 8th chapter, 14th section, first mantra, and that is the Vishaya Vakya here. And that mantra is Akasho vai nama nama rupayoho nirvahita te yadantara tad brahma tad amritam sa atma prajapatehe. That is the relevant portion of this particular mantra, even though there are so many other things here. Sabambeshpa prapadye yashoham bhavami brahmananam yashoragyam yashovisham yashoham anuprapatsim sahaham yashasam yashaham sheta madatka madatkagum shetam lindu bhamigam lindu bhamigam. That is a mantra, but we don't have to. The first two lines only are relevant to us. Akasho vainamam nama rupayoho nirvahita te yadantaram tad brahmam Tadamritagum sa atma. So Brahman is Akasha and Brahman shines everywhere. Space is also called Akasha because it also shines everywhere. Everywhere there is space. So Brahman is very well known as the creator or the projector of all the names and forms. And therefore all the Nama Rupas, they exist in Brahman only. It says Akasho Havai Nama Nama Rupayor Nirvahita. That's what the mantra says. The Chidakasham Brahma is the creator of all Nama Rupas. Te Yadantara. Therefore, all Nama Rupas are within the Chidakasha, yet Antara. Tad Brahma, that Chidakasha is Brahman. Tad Amritam, that Chidakasha is impartial. Sa Atma, that Chidakasha is the very self of all. So no Nama Rupa can exist beyond Brahman. Nama Rupa Adhishtanam is Brahman only. That Brahman alone is immortal. Nama Rupa Adhishtanam Brahman, Adhishtanam Brahman is immortal. And that Brahman is the very self of the Jivaha. Okay, this is what the mantra says. Now, it seems very clear. What is the problem here? If there is no problem, you don't find a place in Brahma Sutra. The problem here is the teacher could have said Brahman, but he has used the word Akasha. Teacher means Upanishad. Upanishad would have used the word Brahman deliberately, but it used the word Akasha in this particular mantra. Then does Akasha refer to Brahman? Why can't we take the well-known elemental space Akasha? For this, we give the answer in this Adhikaranam. This is the general introduction of this Adhikaranam. And in this sutra, Vyasacharya says, Akasha is Brahman only. Because Shruti, the Veda, Upanishad clearly shows the distinction of Akasha from all Namarupas. The mantra says, all Namarupas are within Akasha. That means all, if they are all within Akasha, means what? All Namarupas are contents. And Akasha is the container. And now what is our controversy? Whether this container is Brahman or the Bhuta Akasha, the elemental space. And we say, since Bhuta Akasha itself is a product, according to Vedas, Bhuta Akasha also must be one of the Namarupas only. How do we know Bhuta Akasha is a product? Taittiriya Upanishad very clearly says, Tasmatva etasmat atmanaha akashas sambhutaha. Since Akasha is born, Akasha also must be along with all other Namarupas. If Bhuta Akasha is Namarupa, and if it should fall under the content only, then what is the container? It should be something different from all Namarupas, including Bhuta Akasha Namarupa. And that container should be Chidakasa, Brahman, which is not one of the Namarupas. This is one reason. And Vyasacharya says there are other reasons also besides the above reason. He says, Akashohavai Nama Namarupayoho Nirvahita. That is the mantra. Akasha is supposed to be the creator of all Namarupas. If Akasha is presented as the creator of all Namarupas, whether it should be Bhuta Akasha or Chida Akasha. So if you use the same logic, what happens? If Akasha is the creator of all the Namarupas, it is very clear that all Namarupas are created. And Bhuta Akasha also is one Namarupa created only. Therefore, it cannot be the creator of Namarupa because it is also another Namarupa only. The mantra here talks about the creator Akasha and not the created Akasha. If it is created Akasha, it is Bhuta Akasha only, elemental Akasha. And if it is a creator Akasha, it is Chida Akasham Brahman only. Therefore, Namarupa Kartrutvam is the second reason. And the third reason is the Upanishad itself says Tad Brahma, that Akasha, which is the creator of Namarupa and which is the container of all the Namarupas, that Akasha, Tad Brahman, it is Brahman. Therefore, Brahmatvam is the third reason. And the fourth reason is Tad Amritam, it is immortal. Now tell me, if Bhuta Akasha is immortal or Chida Akasha is immortal? Bhuta Akasha is subject to birth and death. It is Martyam. And Chida Akasha is Amritam. And that is the fourth reason. So what are the reasons so far now? Arthantaratvam, Namarupakartratvam, Brahmatvam, Amritatvam. And one more final reason, also fifth reason he gives, Atmatvam. The Akasha is supposed to be the very Atma, the very self. Now the question is, can Bhuta Akasha be the Atma or Chida Akasha be the Atma? Bhuta Akasha, elemental space. So Bhuta Akasha can never be the Atma because Bhuta Akasha is a Jadavastu, inert principle. And self is a conscious being, Atma. So fifth and the final reason is Atmatvam. అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ రీజన్స్ ఆకాశ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఓన్లీ నతు భూతాకాశ నాట్ ఎలిమెంటల్ స్పేస్. దిస్ ఈస్ ది జనరల్ అనాలిసిస్ ఆఫ్ ది సూత్ర. నౌ లెట్ అస్ గో టు ది వర్డ్ అనాలిసిస్. ఆకాశ ఈస్ ద ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్. ఆకాశ అకరింగ్ ఇన్ ది 8.14.1 ఆఫ్ చాందోగి ఉపనిషద్ 8th chapter 14th section ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర. అండ్ దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు సప్లై ద వర్డ్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఆకాశ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఓన్లీ, it is not elemental space. And the next word is arthantaratvadi vipadeshat. It's one word, compound word. Because of the Shruti's declaration, Veda's declaration of Akasha's distinction, vipadesha, distinction. And then we have to supply the word nama rupabhyam. Another word we supply. So from all names and forms, nama rupabhyam. That are other reasons. So here the word అర్థాంతరత్వాది వ్యపదేశాద్, అస్ ఐ టోల్డ్ ఇస్ అ కాంపౌండ్ వర్డ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ అ కాంపౌండ్ ఆఫ్ త్రీ వర్డ్స్. సో అర్థాంతరత్వం ప్లస్ ఆది ప్లస్ వ్యపదేశాద్, త్రీ వర్డ్స్. అండ్ వ్యపదేశాద్ మీన్స్ వాట్? శృతీస్ డిక్లరేషన్, ద డిక్లరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది వేదాస్. వేర్? ఇన్ ద సేమ్ మంత్ర, చాందోగ్య మంత్ర. దట్ ఈస్ తే యదంతర తద్ బ్రహ్మ. That portion is kept in mind when this particular Vipadeshat is said. And in this portion, the Shruti says, Chandogya says, Namarupas are within Akasha, Te Yadantara. That is, they are contents. Namarupas are contents. And Akasha is the container. And from this, what do we deduce now? Akasha is the container. The Namarupas are contents means Akasha, the container, should be different from all contents, Namarupas. So the distinction from Namarupas is not explicitly mentioned, but it is implicit. And we have to inquire and derive that particular conclusion. Therefore, Vipadeshad. Vipadeshad means the Shruti's declaration, Veda Upanishad's declaration. Then Arthantaratvam means the difference or distinction from the Namarupas, which includes Bhutakasha also, elemental Akasha also. And Adi, Adi means because of other declarations also. What are those declarations? We already saw Nama Rupa Nirvahanam, Brahmatvam, Amritatvam, Atmatvam, all those four we said earlier. All other supporting statements indicated by the word Adi. And this is the word analysis of the sutra. Now we'll see the Purva Paksha here. Purva Paksha has to come. Otherwise Brahma Sutra won't take place for him. The Purva Pakshi says, I don't agree with you as always. Why cannot you take Akasha, the regular elemental Akasha only? That is his question. And why should we take Bhuta Akasha? Because any word should be given its primary meaning. This is the argument of the Purva Pakshi. Any word should be given its primary meaning first and should not look for secondary meanings. Primary meaning you should apply because it is primary. That is why it is called Mukhyartha. Everyone understands space as elemental space only. When you say space, you think it is only elemental space. And the second reason is, the Upanishad itself says, Akasho vai nama. That is the sloka, which expression indicates Prasiddhartha. Akasho vai nama, the well-known Akasha. When the Shruti says, uses the word well-known, we should take the meaning that is well-known only. And when the space word space is used, which space is well-known? Only the elemental space. Therefore, we should take Bhuta Akasha only. That is the contention of the Purva Pakshi. So if Mukhyartha does not fit in, I agree, we have to take the secondary meaning. Here, Mukhyartha fits properly. Because the Upanishad says, Nama Rupayoho Nirvahita. The creator or even accommodator, Nirvahita. And the Purva Pakshi argues, Akasha is both creator and accommodator. Because Shruti support is there. Akashat Vayuhu Vayor Agnihi Agni Rapahad Vyapratibhi Pradivya Vashadeha. Vashadibhyon. So all those are there. So from Akasha alone, Vayu is created. Akashat Vayuhu. Vayor Agnihi. So Akasha is the father of Vayu and his grandfather of Agni. great grandfather of water, great great father of grandfather of earth, great 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 grandfather of oceans. Therefore, Akasha is the creator, and not only that, Akasha is the accommodator also, which is the second meaning of Nirvahita. It is taken from the root Vah. Vah means to accommodate, to sustain. Vahati. Nirvahita means so Adharabhutaha. Adharabhutaha it is. So we know Akasha as the sustainer of all Namarupas, and we know all Namarupas are within Akasha only. Te Yadantara. Mantra says, Te Yadantara. And therefore, why cannot you take Akasha as Bhuta Akasha is the Purvapakshi's argument. Why should you take it as Chaitanya? Now, what is the Siddhanta's reply for this? Siddhanti says, okay, you can take Akasha as the elemental space, no problem. But there are other problems. The later part of the mantra, you cannot satisfactorily explain, and you have to compromise with the meaning. This is called the Sankocha Arthakatvam. Sankocha Arthakatvam. You have to limit the meaning. How? The Upanishad says, Akasha is the creator of all Namarupas. It does not refer to any particular Namarupa, but all Namarupas. Now, when you say Bhutakasha is creator of all Namarupas, it will mean what? Bhutakasha is creator of all Namarupas, except its own Namarupa, Bhutakasha itself. When you say Chidakasha is the creator of all Namarupas, including Bhutakasha, is the creator. That means Namarupas are fully included when you take the meaning of Chidakasha. Therefore, in the Purvapakshi's interpretation, Namarupas is given restricted meaning. Whereas in our interpretation, Vedanti's interpretation, Namarupa has the absolute meaning. Okay. Similarly, when you say Bhutakasha is the accommodator of all Namarupas, here also you have to say it is accommodator of Namarupas other than Bhutakasha, which itself is a Namarupa. Because Upanishad says that Bhutakasha itself is a product. And any product is what? Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam. It is only Namarupa with restricted meaning. Actually, these words I'm using freely from other the Upanishads, from where we use all these words. In Chandogya and all, we have seen all these words. So only if we take Akasha as Chidakasha, it has unrestricted meaning. And therefore, Akasha is nothing but Brahman. Therefore, in Purvapakshi's interpretation, Namarupa, Nirvahita, Te Yadantara all have restricted meanings only. Whereas in Vedantin's interpretation, all can be taken in its full significance. And above all, when the Upanishad says Tad Brahma, then you will be in greater trouble because, Purvapakshi will be in greater trouble because Bhutakasha can never be said to be Brahman. Bhutakasha can never be said to be Amritam, Atma. Thus, Purvapakshi has got five compromises. Namarupartha compromise, Nirvahanartha compromise, Brahmatva compromise, Amrita Atmatva, Amritatva, all these compromises he has. Whereas I seem to compromise only in one place, namely the name in Akasha. I am giving up the primary meaning and take the secondary meaning. Not only that, on closer analysis, even this compromise is not really a compromise at all. Why? Because when Shastra says the Prasiddha Akasha, we have to take the Akasha which is Shastra Prasiddha Akasha. Because we are studying Shastras. We are not studying physics, chemistry. Here we are studying Shastras, and there Chidakasha also is equally Prasiddham. Therefore, there is no real compromise at all. Also, the final problem is what? If you are taking Akasha as elemental Akasha, then you have to divide the whole mantra into two portions. First portion will talk about Bhutakasha, elemental Akasha. And the second portion will talk about Tad Brahma, Tad Amritam, Sa Atma. It talks about the Brahman. So in one portion of the mantra itself, one part will be talking about Bhutakasha and the other part will talk about Brahman. And there'll be no connection between the two topics in the same sutra. So contextually, the sudden entry of Bhutakasha has no relevance at all. Whereas Chidakasha accommodates or creates all Namarupas, it is Brahman, it is immortal, and it will fit in with our discussion. And therefore, context also supports our interpretation only. Therefore, Purvapaksha is wrong. So with this, this Adhikaranam is over. Now let us present this Adhikaranam in our format, the five-factor format. Vishayaha, subject matter, is Akasha, occurring in Chandogya, 8th chapter, 14th section, first mantra. And Samshaya, the doubt is what? Akasha is Chidakasha or Bhutakasha? And whether Akasha is referred to Chidakasha or elemental Akasha? And then Purvapakshi says Akasha is elemental space only because it is the primary meaning, well-known meaning, and it accommodates everything, all that. And Siddhanti says Akasha is Chidakasha eva because Chidakasha alone is different from all the Namarupas, including Bhutakasha Namarupa. And the Sankati, it occurs in the proper place only. It is this context only. Now, everywhere I was telling Sankati is a technical thing, so we just only say it is the proper place. But here, I will take maybe a few minutes to tell with respect to Sankati here, what is involved. Let me discuss just one point. In these three Adhikaranams, that is the Kampana Adhikaranam, Jyotir Adhikaranam, and Arthantaratvadi Adhikaranam, what are the discussions? In Kampana Adhikaranam, we said Prana is Brahman. In Jyotir Adhikaranam, we said Jyoti is Brahman. And in this Arthantaratvadi Vipadesha Adhikaranam, we said Akasha is Brahman. So Prana is Brahman, Jyoti is Brahman, Akasha is Brahman. But all these three topics, we have already discussed in the first Pada and Brahma Sutras itself. We have discussed in the first chapter, first Pada, 9th mantra. First chapter, first Pada, 11th mantra. We have discussed Prana is Brahman. And in the same chapter, same section, 10th mantra, we discussed Jyoti is Brahman. And again, same chapter, same Pada, 8th mantra, we have discussed Akasa is Brahman. So all the three were already discussed in different mantras. So Prana is Brahma, Jyoti is Brahma, Akasha is Brahma. Here also in the third Pada, same thing we are discussing. So we might get a doubt here. Why should we discuss the same thing here also? Is it not a repetition? Punarukti dosha. There can be a doubt. Of course, this doubt will come when? Only when you remember the first Pada. Otherwise, no problem. So we can give an answer. We can, first answer is what, the mantras are different. So that is a simple answer. The next question is, if the mantras are different, the topic being the same, why cannot you put these two Adhikaranams closer to each? One is first Pada, another is the third Pada. This is called a positional inquiry. Sangati deals with that. Sangati Vichara can go to pages by sub-commentators. Adi Shankaracharya doesn't bother with that. But the sub-commentators, they discuss all this in detail. The sub-commentators, they go on and they discuss all these positional inquiry. Why not bring the earlier topics near this Adhikaranam or vice versa? Whatever you discuss in the first Pada, you could have discussed here or you can take this there. Both Prana topics, both Jyoti topics, both Akasha topics can come together respectively. The reason that the sub-commentator gives is, in first context, that is first Pada, first chapter, there are indications to prove Brahman. They are all powerful indicators. If you remember the terms I have used, Spashta Brahmalingani. Tasmin Vedanta Vakye Vartante, in all those Spashta Brahmalingani, very definitive, powerful indications were there. In the first Pada, the reasons that we gave were the powerful reasons which indicated that Prana, Jyoti, Akasha are all Brahman, very clear reasons. But here, we face a different problem. There are reasons which indicate Brahman, but equally, there are reasons which indicate non-Brahman. They are also there. Therefore, Brahmalingas are also there. Abrahmalingas are also there. And therefore, we have a greater problem in discussing this topic here. Therefore, Brahmalingas are Aspashta Brahmalingas. Aspashta Brahmalinga Vakyani. So, Purvapakshi also has got equally powerful reasons in this place. Therefore, it is kept in the third Pada. Therefore, the Sangati is correct. That is, it is placed in the right place, in the right position. Now, let us go to the next Adhikarana. This is called ಸುಷುಪ್ತ್ಯುತ್ಕ್ರಾಂತ್ಯಧಿಕರಣಂ ಸುಷುಪ್ತ್ಯುತ್ಕ್ರಾಂತ್ಯೋ ಭೇದೇನ ಸುಷುಪ್ತ್ಯುತ್ಕ್ರಾಂತ್ಯೋ ಭೇದೇನ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸೂತ್ರ 42nd ಸೂತ್ರ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಪಾದ 105th ರನ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಸೂತ್ರ. ಸೊ ಆನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಷನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ 6th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯಕ ಈಸ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್. 6th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯಕ ವಿ ಎಂಟರ್ ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫೈನಲ್ ಅಧಿಕರಣ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಪಾದ ಹಿಯರ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಫೈನಲ್ ಅಧಿಕರಣ. ಸೊ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅ ಜನರಲ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡಕ್ಷನ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಅಧಿಕರಣ. ದಿಸ್ ಅಧಿಕರಣ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಟೂ ಸೂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ವ್ಯಾಸಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 7th ಮಂತ್ರ ಕಥಮ ಆತ್ಮೇತಿ ಯೋಯಂ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಪ್ರಾಣೇಶು ಹೃದ್ಯಂತರ್ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಪುರುಷ. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ರೆಲೆವೆಂಟ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಅಕರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ ಆಫ್ ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯಕ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಜನಕ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಸಂವಾದ ರೂಪ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ. ದ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಜನಕ ಅಂಡ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಗೋಸ್ ಟು ಜನಕ ಅಂಡ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಆಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಬೂನ್ ಡೂ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಜನಕ ಆಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಬೂನ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಬೂನ್ ಹಿ ಆಸ್ ಲುಕ್ ಅಟ್ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಬೂನ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ ಸಂವಾದ ವಿತ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ನೋಸ್ ಹಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗೇನ್ ಅ ಲಾಟ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಹಿಮ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಅಂಡ್ ದಾಟ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ ಜನಕ ವಾಸ ಸಾಧನ ಚತುಷ್ಟಯ ಸಂಪನ್ನ ಅಧಿಕಾರಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥ. ಸೊ ಜನಕ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಸೇವಿಂಗ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಸ್. ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಸಾಧನ ಚತುಷ್ಟಯ ಸಂಪನ್ನ ಅಧಿಕಾರೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆ ಸೇಮ್ ವೇ ಮೈತ್ರೇಯಿ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಸೇವಿಂಗ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಲೇಡೀಸ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಫುಲ್ ಲೇಡೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದೇ ಕುಡ್ ಬಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಾದಿನೀಸ್. ಸೊ ಜನಕ ಆಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಲೈಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ ಬಿಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಕಿಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಅಹಂ ಪುರುಷ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಅ ಸೀರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಲೈಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹಿ ಆಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಿಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಅ ಸೀರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಡೇ ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಲೈಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ನೈಟ್ ಮೂನ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಲೈಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ಅಮಾವಾಸ್ಯ ಡೇ ಇಟ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ದ ಫೈರ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್. ಫೈರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಲೈಟ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರೊವೈಡ್ಸ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಅಗ್ನಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ವಾಕ್ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ. ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಸಮ್ವನ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಸ್ ಯು ಟು ಸಿ ಬೈ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ ಥ್ರೂ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವಾಕ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎ ಲೈಟ್. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯಕ ಮಂತ್ರ 4th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 3rd ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 5th ಮಂತ್ರ. ವಾಗೇ ವಾಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಜ್ಯೋತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ಇತಿ ವಾಚೈ ವಾಯಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಶಾಸ್ತೆ ಫಲ್ಯಯತೆ ಕರ್ಮ ಕುರುತೆ ವಿಪಲ್ಯೇತೀತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು 4 ಲೈಟ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ಹಿ ಆಸ್ ಅಸ್ತಮಿತ ಆದಿತ್ಯ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಮಸ್ಯಸ್ತಮಿತೆ ಶಾಂತೋಗ್ನೌ ಶಾಂತಾಯಾಮ್ ವಾಚಿ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಮೂನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಅಗ್ನಿ ದೇರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಶಾಂತಾಯಾಮ್ ವಾಚಿ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ನೋಬಡಿ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಟು ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವೆನ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫಂಕ್ಷನಿಂಗ್ ಕಿಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಏವಾಯಂ ಪುರುಷ ಇತಿ ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಹಿ ಆಸ್ಕ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ಆತ್ಮೈವಾಯಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಲೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ದಟ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಸ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ ಬಿಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಆತ್ಮೈವಾಯಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಶಾಸ್ತೆ ಫಲ್ಯಯತೆ ಕರ್ಮ ಕುರುತೆ ವಿಪಲ್ಯೇತಿ ಇತಿ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಆನ್ಸರ್. ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ದ ಲೈಟ್. ವೆನ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಟಾಕ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಆತ್ಮ ಲೈಟ್ ದೆನ್ ಜನಕ ಆಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಇನ್ 4.3.7 ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯಕ ಕಥಮಃ ಆತ್ಮ ಇತಿ ಜನಕ ಪ್ರಪ್ರಚ ಹಿ ಆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವಶನ್. ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ದ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಯೋಯಂ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಪುರುಷ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಸ್ವರೂಪ. ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಕೋಶ. ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಹಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ. ಮಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ. ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇಸ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ. ಮಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ. ಸೊ ಸ್ವರೂಪಾರ್ಥೆ ಮಯಟ್. ವಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡೆಫಿನೇಷನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಿಯರ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಪುರುಷ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಂತರ್ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಹೃದಿ ರಿಸೈಡಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಲ್ಯುಮಿನ್ಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಎವ್ರಿ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್. ಯೋ ವೇದ ನಿಹಿತಂ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ಪರಮೇ ವ್ಯೋಮನ್. ಸೊ ನಿಹಿತಂ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ಪರಮೇ ವ್ಯೋಮನ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಲೈಟ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹೃದಯ ಇನ್ ದ ಹೃದಯ ಅಂಡ್ ವ್ಯಾರ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಪ್ಟೈನಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಣೇಶು. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಟಿಮೇಟ್ಲಿ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಾಸ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಪಂಚಪ್ರಾಣ. Praneshu is called Samipya Saptami. I have mentioned this earlier also. Intimately related to, for example, when we say the village is on the river, that means what? Village is not on the river, floating. It means it is very close to it. So Yajnavalkya defines Atma is the consciousness which is intimately connected. Shrotrasya Shrotra, Manaso Manoyate, Vachoha Vacham, Savu Pranasya Pranaha. We have seen all those mantras. Thus, Atma was defined by Yajnavalkya in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 4th chapter, 3rd section, 7th mantra. This is the mantra artha. And what is the problem here? When you see the mantra artha, it looks very nice. The problem is, the Upanishad uses the word Atma. And the doubt is whether it is Jivatma or Paramatma. Therefore, the discussion in Brahma Sutra. And the conclusion is, it is Paramatma only, Brahman alone, because of the following reason. This is the discussion of the Adhikarana. That is, Atma mentioned in 4.3.7 of Brihadaranyaka is dealing with Paramatma only and not Jivatma. This is the general introduction. Now we will see the general analysis of this particular sutra, sutra number one of this Adhikarana. And in this sutra, Vyasa takes two portions occurring in the Swayam Jyoti Brahmana. One portion talks about Sushupti Avastha and another deep sleep, and another one talks about Utkranti. Utkranti means death, marana. And what are those mantras? In 4.3.21, 4th chapter, 3rd section, 21st mantra, it talks about Sushupti. And 4.3.35 talks about Utkranti, marana or death. And 4.3.21, Sushupti mantra, it says, it's a long mantra. And we will only see, read the relevant portion here. I am Purushaha Prajnena Atmana Samparishvaktaha Na Bahyam Kinchana Vedam Nantaram. That is the portion relevant to us. And it says, it's a big mantra. So it says, this Purusha, this Jiva, the individual, in Sushupti has become one with Atma. Samparishvaktaha has embraced Atma. What? He embraced Atma. And because of his embracing, means merger into Atma, na bahyam kinchana veda, na antaram. This Jiva does not know either the external world nor himself. Neither he has objective knowledge or subjective knowledge. Na atmanam veti, na paramscha veti. This we already seen in the explanation in Mandukya Karika by Gaudapada when we discussed Mandukya. So, na atmanam veti, na paramscha veti. Now, how does this mantra support our discussion is the question. In this, the Upanishad says, the Jiva has merged into Atma. If it is so, the Atma should refer to something different from Jiva. And what should be that? Paramatma only. Therefore, Jivatma has merged into Paramatma. Therefore, the Atma in this context is only in the meaning of Paramatma. Therefore, Jiva should be different from Atma. It should be Jiva Bhinna alone. Bhiva means different from that. Separate from. So, Bedena Vyapadesha is there. Therefore, the Atma is used in the meaning of Paramatma, which is distinct from the Jivatma. Because it is the resolver of Jivatma. This is the Sushupti context. And the same thing with respect to Utkranti, Marana. So in 4.3.35, there is another example. Tadyathanaha susamahitam. Samahitam utsarjadhyayate evamevayam purushaham prajnena atmanam anvarudam utsarjan yati. At the time of maranam, it is said, prajnena atmana anvarudaha. Jiva travels with atma. Because it is changing house from this body to another house, another body. And the Upanishad gives the example of a cart traveling with lot of materials. When you shift your home, you put lot of things in a cart and move. So when you shift houses, making lot of noise, the cart makes lot of noise, shakatam. That is the example given there. So actually, Kulashekara Alvar, he says in Mukundamala, Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Pancharantam, अद्यैवमे विशतु मानसराजहंसः अद्यैवमे विशतु मानसराजहंसः प्राणप्रयाणसमये कफवातपित्तैः कण्ठावरोधनविधौ स्मरणं कुतः ते at the time of death pranaprayana samaye kapa vata pittaihi they are all choking my throat kanta varodana vidau how am I going to think of you so I will think of you right now so similarly this jiva travels vata pitta kapaihi kanta varodana vidau he is in that state all kinds of noise one makes at that time because he is ready for the antima prayanam final journey. Anyway, that's all incidental here. So it is said here the travel is with Atma. This Jiva travels with Atma. That means Atma must be other than Jiva. Therefore, Atma must mean Paramatma only. This is going to be the discussion. We will see details of that tomorrow. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leena seya parasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna arpanamastu. पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः कृष्णार्पणमस्तु.